Title: Basic Riser Design Beginner, Drum and Bass in Ableton Live. Alright, let's build some proper drum and bass risers in Ableton Live using only stock devices. And quick mindset shift before we touch anything, a good DNB riser is not just noise going up, it's controlled tension. You're guiding the listener into the drop by increasing expectation. That means energy rises, space changes, and the mix tightens so the drop feels bigger. By the end of this lesson, you'll have three reusable risers. One clean white noise riser, one hybrid riser with a tonal layer, and one darker, more aggressive riser with movement and bite. And more importantly, you'll learn the real skill here, automation workflow and arrangement view. Step 0, set up the context. Set your tempo to somewhere in the DNB zone, 172 to 176 BPM. Now create a simple 16-bar layout. Bars 1 through 8 are your build, and bar 9 is your drop. And to not skip this part, put a basic beat in, even if it's a placeholder. Just a kick and snare pattern and a drum rack is enough. The reason is simple. Risers are mixed decisions. A riser that sounds cool solo can destroy your drums and bass once the track is playing. Most DNB risers are 4 or 8 bars, and the last bar is where the oh no it's coming moment happens. We'll build with that in mind. Now, step 1. The classic noise riser. Fast, reliable. And it works in basically every substyle. Create a new MIDI track and name it Riser Noise. Before we even tick a sound, here's a pro habit that will save you. Put a utility at the very start of the chain. Turn it down so the riser is not slamming your meters. Aim for the riser peaking somewhere around -12 to -6 dB before effects. Risers get louder as you add distortion, reverb, unison, all that. If you keep gain staging calm, your drop will feel huge. Now drop operator on the track. We're using operator as a noise generator. In operator, enable oscillator and set the waveform to noise, basically white noise. Great, that gives us the raw air. Now we shape the amplitude so it behaves like a build, not a static hiss. In operator's amp envelope, set an attack somewhere around 1.5 to 4 seconds. If you're doing an 8-bar riser, lean longer. Decay can be 0, sustain up, and release around 200 to 600 milliseconds, just a small tail so it doesn't click off. Create an 8-bar MIDI clip and draw in one long note that lasts the entire 8 bars. The pitch of the note doesn't matter much for noise, but keep it consistent, like C3, just so everything plays. Now let's create the main tension lane. Brightness. Add auto filter after operator. Choose a low pass 24 dB filter. Start the cutoff down around 200 to 400 Hz so it's dull and muffled. Then we'll open it all the way up toward 10k to 16k by the end. Set resonance around 15 to 30%. Tasteful. If you crank resonance too hard, it starts whistling and it can sound kind of cheap, especially in DNB where the high mids are already busy. Now go to arrangement view and automate the cutoff rising across the full 8 bars. Teacher tip. Don't draw a straight diagonal line. Use an accelerating curve. Slow movement for the first 60 to 70%. Then a faster ramp near the end. That pressure building shape feels way more convincing than linear automation. Next tension lane, pitch. Even on noise, a subtle pitch rise makes it feel like pressure is increasing. In operator, automate pitch. Easiest options, automate a transpose parameter or automate coarse pitch. Start at 0 semitones and end around +7 to +12 semitones over the 8 bars. +7 feels like a climb with tension. +12 feels like a bigger cinematic lift. Now we add space. And here's where a lot of beginners accidentally ruin their build. Too much reverb too early turns everything into soup. We're going to grow it, but control it. Add hybrid reverb, or reverb if you prefer. Start with a plate or hall vibe. Set dry slash wet around 10 to 15% at the start, and automate it up to around 35 to 55% by the end. Do the same with decay. Maybe start around 1 to 1.8 seconds, and grow it to 3 to 7 seconds depending on how dramatic you want it. If the reverb gets cloudy, do this. Put EQ8 before the reverb and high pass aggressively like 300 to 800 Hz. That keeps the reverb airy instead of muddy. Now, clean up. Add EQ8 at the end of the chain and high pass the riser somewhere around 150 to 300 Hz. Often in DNB, 200 or even 250 is totally fine. Noise risers love to sneak a rumble into your low end, and that steals power from the drop. If the riser feels harsh, do a gentle dip around 2 to 4 kHz, or even 3 to 6 kHz depending on where it bites. Then if it needs sheen, a light high shelf around 10 to 12 kHz can add air without pain. At this point, you should have a clean noise riser that rises, brightens, and expands without fighting your drums. Now step 2, make it feel like DNB, not generic EDM. DNB is rhythmic. Even in transitions, the motion often has pulse. Add auto pan, but we're going to use it as a tremolo, not panning. Set phase to 0 degrees. That means left and right move together, so it becomes volume chopping. Set the rate around 1/8 to start. Then automate the rate faster in the last couple bars, like moving to 1/16, and even 1/32 right near the end if you want that frantic energy. Set amount around 30-60%, so it pulses without completely turning into a hard stutter. Now stereo movement. Add utility near the end and automate width from around 80-100% up to 130-160% over the build. But be careful. Stereo chaos can mess with mono playback and can blur your drop. A simple beginner safe rule, keep lows stable. If your utility has bass mono, turn it on. If not, make sure you're high passing before you do big widening moves, so you're mostly widening the top. Cool. That's your rolling style noise riser. Step 3. The hybrid riser. Noise plus tone for that jungle sci-fi vibe. More musical, more techie. Duplicate your noise riser track and rename it riser hybrid. Now we'll add a tonal layer. You can use Wavetable or a second operator. This audio version is shortened for playback.